But rather than me monopolize everything with my Haruka-esque voice tonight, what sort of stuff in 2011 for Hello Project stood out for you guys?
I butt Socio.
Yep.
Definitely I butt.
That's number one on
The
my list.
photo books?
Sotsugyo.
Okay.
Yeah, her graduation, definitely a huge blow. And probably the most memorable thing that's happened this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's still just, it feels like there's just this empty space in Morning Musume where I-10 should be.
But the plus side is, of course, Risa is in that light now,
Yeah.
kind of.
And already has some glowing reviews from Sayu on her Moe Kimasu Te Nani web show. She was saying that immediately being thrust into the Moe Kimasu single
Thrust.
stuff. Yes, I was wondering if you sort of kept up that way.
She just has to giggle and say
She said thrust.
it. That sounded like you were like, I don't know, a creeper there, though.
Anyway, said that Gaki-san was probably the only one who could handle being in charge of so many girls. Memorable in a good way for me this year would be the Juki and Kyuki members.
I think also probably could be the Mobekimas group in general, like the huge mega promotion of Hello Project in general. Because, though I think they probably should have done it when they had the Mobekimasu concert.
Maybe.
It would have made a little bit more sense to do it then, if anything, or hold that till now. But.
I think that in a way they were trying to use Aichan's or use this as a way to get past Aichan's graduation.
True, because I mean, like, we know you just lost the we just lost the most popular member in Hello Project who's been here the longest time. But we're gonna give you everybody so you can find someone you like and get over that sadness.
That won't
That sounds
happen.
like the start of a wonderful fan fiction.
God.
Strangely enough, it almost reminds me of a pro wrestling angle where the most popular wrestler of a federation leaves, so they give him like this huge like Tokyo Dome show like farewell, and then the next show is a giant battle royal with like all the members at once.
Oh my
Ooh,
God.
new face
You
of
did not just put that idea into my brain. Stop it. Oh my God. Sayu would make the greatest masked wrestler ever.
Really?
Yes, and Zuki's theme would have to be butterflies. I gotta write this down.
Sayumi is a masked wrestler.
Exactly.
I mean,
Perfect.
she already has a masked character.
But she
Princess.
would fail horribly, though,
No,
couldn't he?
no, no,
Beat her
pr
up.
no. Princess YY is her masked character.
All Princess YY can do is horrible-ish magic tricks and make a perfect Y.
Well, yes, but you understand. Sayu, for most of her career, is a heel. It was a heel, so
Not
it
much.
makes sense for her to do terrible, to do really stupid, like unentertaining things to get heel heat. But if you want to talk about people being pro wrestlers, look no farther to Sunganaga Momoko. I mean, she's really taken over the Mari Yaguchi role. Yes, but Momoko has taken over Mari's position of being the girl who intentionally gets herself beat up on variety shows. Does anybody remember Mari doing that?
Yeah, on Utsuban.
Yeah, like one of the guys would always be suplexing her and throwing her around.
Yeah.
And now Momoko has taken over that role because it's now become like traditional for when she does her gimmick. What is it, like, please forgive me for being cute or something like that.
Yeah, the Yudish Denya. Wow, my voice sounded like it broke there.
then other people are supposed to come over and shove her to the ground when she does that.
Yeah, that's usually Sayu's role if or she's there. Or the comedian guy.
Or Miyabi. She's been doing that a lot too.
Actually, Miyabi has just been the ice queen lately and has just been Tsukumi everybody, basically. Momo or... Well, mostly Momo, because she's the main one that's acting silly.
But, where the hell did you come from, man? You were quiet for a long ass time.
Yes, I was. Well, finally got
something
I'm interested in talking about. Too much Gaki talk, I think, for me.
Oh, okay.
Killed him.
But, yeah.
So...
though actually I just saw today Canon from Smilage apparently is making her break into the variety show world too. There was a video that somebody posted of her doing she's getting her gimmick Cinderella Revolution.
Oh yeah.
Kind of as Momo's Yudushtinian.
Didn't she say she was like the cutest girl?
Yep. Cutest girl in the world.
Yep.
She in the video she said that basically it's like how to fix Japan's tourism business, and she had a plan of how to do that, how to get more international or foreigners to come to
Japan
for tourism. And she said that what she'd do is she'd have a roller coaster park where only cute girls would be able to ride the roller coasters. Yeah. And they did bring a whole bunch of people in to take pictures of them.
Mm.
Sorry.
And she'd use herself as the standard because she's the cutest girl in the world of how to pick the cute girls that would ride.
Do you think that's a good strategy for Cinderella to be using?
I think so, because I mean,
Wouldn't it be more interesting if she went around and said that she was the second cutest girl in the world?
No, because then what would be the whole point of saying it if you're not the first?
Hey, seriously, what did I miss?
Oh.
Pretty much about Smilage's canon on a variety show. And she pretty much said she's the cutest girl in the world. She's pretty much kind of saying Sayu's gimmick.
And Momoko's gimmick.
Oh my gosh, this world is not big enough for the three of them.
Right.
Yeah.
But she said that she was the second cutest girl in the world. She could say that she's trying to get Momoko and Sayu to fight among each other over who's the cutest. And while they're fighting, she can get all the attention. Yeah.
But she's already got a lot of attention saying she's Cinderella.
Hey guys, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay. So. But yeah, I think it's good that she's kind of saying that. Because we pretty much have almost every group saying that except for Cute.
Mm.
But I mean, their name is Cute. So.
Well, they're probably figuring. Well, if we had to say it, then it wouldn't be true. It's just obvious.
I could see Mai Mai doing that someday, though. Not really the others. But especially now that Mai, which was just announced today, is going to have her own Ustream show.
Really?
So who knows what she's going to do on that.
Hmm.
At least they're giving her something. That's good for her.
Yep.
actually, Mimi could really go gangsta and say that she's the five cutest girls in the world. Because she did a video where she did like five different parts.
No, I think he means Hagi Wadamai, not Mimi.
No.
Yes, Mimi.
No, Mimi was the one who did the video.
No, I know that, but I mean what Rokun means for who's getting the Ustream
show. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You meant my, not my me.
Okay.
I probably didn't pronounce it as well as I should have.
Okay, so what else was memorable about 2011 to you guys?
Saki leaving out of nowhere.
Saki, yes, yeah, so Gawasaki going peace out.
See and ya. Yuka.
Don't want to be a...
I'm going to be a normal girl. Peace.
Peace. Well, well, Yuka is still, like, with the company, and they're going to be doing, like, a big graduation angle.
Yeah, because they have enough time to do that.
Right.
I mean, Saki, it was just like, oh, in these few weeks, I'm leaving. Well... No, Saki, I mean. Well, Yuka is like, I'm going to be leaving in 2 months. Bring on the photo book. And now we have a photo book coming out, like, what, tomorrow, I think? I think it's tomorrow. That's what it said on Hello Online. But, yeah.
I can't say I'm too enthused about a Yuka photo book. Just simply because I find her mole really distracting.
Really? I like her mole. It's different.
Yes, I have her first photo book, so I'm going to have to get this one too, probably eventually.
Okay.
It's so sad, though. See you, Karina.
I know.
It's most like emo it's like title. All of the title is just all of them. What's so great about her? And so sad because, yeah, it's so final. But.
I'm not saying that no one else should be enthused about the photo book.
Her nickname and her the puns.
Yeah. It's perfectly okay for other people to be enthused. Yeah. Now, here's a thought. What do you guys think is the probability in the future of Cinderella Revolution being made into a cheapo anime the same way that Kaito Rania was made into an anime? What would you guys think the chances of that would be?
Slim.
Yeah, I probably think that too, because that is kind of random. But...
Yeah. But I mean, it probably would be cute. I can imagine strawberries everywhere, for one. Hearing Kenan say she's Cinderella's reincarnate over and over again.
Well, it would be a transforming magical girl show.
Imagine a unicorn.
One would think.
Unicorn.
Where Cinderella Revolution would be Cannon's like alter ego who goes around.
What if she fought aliens that were controlled by Ayaka? That'd be
kind of
funny.
Yep, that one and her aliens.
Or even the same aliens that in Kaito Rania. I actually have continuity between the shows.
Somebody said their eye twitched. I don't know who.
I came back.
Oh, okay. It was Junkie that said it.
Everybody's back suddenly.
Okay. What about the singles? Were there any singles that you guys thought were memorable this year?
Kono Chiku, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, the
double
okay.
A side, yes.
Yeah, okay, I can't say that long title.
Okay, the Morning Musume single inspired by
No, that's way better than bo 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 bo.
Well, the title.
No, I kind of like Puni Puni Poemi.
Okay.
What else came out this year? Oh my gosh, I forgot half of them. I can find this. Hold on.
The singles this year?
Magi Jessica Ska. Yeah. Was the first one.
Came out 3/23.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty good.
Gosh, it sounds like last year.
No, right?
Lots happened.
Too much has happened this year. And then Only You, of course.
Which was really pretty, but in my opinion, went on way too long.
Only You? I only really like it because of Reese's lines. That's pretty Yogi? Much it.
Hello. How can I help you today?
Who the hell are you talking to?
A dog, I think.
No. No.
That is a dog.
Lay down. Don't look at me like that. I'm not crazy. Come on.
Okay, I think the show has suddenly transformed into Hello Time. Or Randy Time. That's it.
Randy Time is on crack.
She's showing off her dog.
Yes, it's Randy.
The dog isn't even barking. Why are you shutting it up?
Just give me that look. It says, you are a stupid human. Okay, you need to read my mind and know what I'm thinking. She gives me that look a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that dog makes you a little touch.
Well, usually dogs, their needs aren't really that hard to figure out. It's usually I need to
food,
poop,
pee.
Or I'm hungry, or I need to be.
I want to play. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty smart for a pit, but she's still a pit bull.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. I'm talking about you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I found pretty much all the singles that came out this year.
Okay. Okay. Lay it on us.
Well, for Morning Musume, Maji de Suka Suka, Only You, and Kono Chikyu. No, hewa no honki de negateru nda yo / kare to issho ni omise ga shitai. I said that in the worst
accent ever. Okay. I'll say it three times fast.
No.
I dare you to try and do that.
I'm not turning into Ai-chan with that. Then for Betty's...
Wait. Betty's Cobra had releases this year?
Yeah. Was Heroine ni Naroka from this year? I can't really remember.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, okay, so Heroine ni Naroka, Ai no Dangan, and then Yoga Akeru.
Also known as, you girls might consider wearing clothes next time.
Hey, they had night gowns on.
Well, yeah, but night gowns aren't usually considered clothes.
That was room wear / nightgown going on there.
Dude, it's even better on stage.
It is. But, now for cute, it was Momo Iro Sparkling Sekaiichi Happy Na Onna no Ko. And was Kiss Me Aishiteru this year, too?
No, I think that was last year. So.
Okay. Then.
What about Dance with a Back On?
No, that was last year.
Oh, okay.
Then for Mano. Was it only. For Mano, I don't know sometimes. It's weird because, like, her singles are so far apart. Was Seishu no Serenade from this year?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, and then, well, that and My Days for You.
the most boring song.
Yeah.
It's boring song since she first started?
No.
Well, but possibly, I don't know. But she has a lot of boring songs.
For Smileage, it was Koini Booing Boo, Uchoten Love, and then Tachiya Girl, and then now, Please. Oh god, I forgot the title right now.
Please, Miniskirt Post Woman.
Yeah, Please, Miniskirt Post Woman. And Bono was Zaso no Uta and Natsu Dakara. And then, of course, we have a whole bunch of just random singles that popped up here and there from various groups, in a way.
And then Berries and Cute did a single together as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, there was...
Oh, you mean other than the Mobekimasu and...
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it just the two?
Random singles? No, it was Mobekimasu, Berries, and then there was the Bekimasu one.
The Makurana Washoi.
Yeah, that's right.
Hmm. Yes, that explains why I haven't heard of it. Doesn't have Morning Musume in it.
It was very subtle. I just like saw it on the tracker, but I don't remember actually hearing or anything about it. I think it was only done for like some.
It was only for the summer concert. They were only selling it for. But now I think CD Japan's gonna like sell it this month. Only like for this month, I think. And then I think that's it. But no one really knows that much about it. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Here's a question for you guys to ponder. Did Hello Projects have a better year musically or in putting out cheesecake photo spreads?
By cheesecake photo spreads, what do you mean?
Well, there were the iBot photo book, right?
Oh, so you pretty much mean just like photo books / pictures?
Photo books, magazine spreads, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Well, if we're going to do a ratio of photo books and magazine spreads to singles,
for you,
it's kind of obvious. I mean, yeah, iBut.
Yes.
But also, I can't look at iBut in the car.
Oh, okay.
Safely.
Right.
So you can listen to iBut.
I can listen to iBut in the car.
Yeah, because that means it would be partying.
And since I spend so much time in my damn car, you know, that one's kind of important to me.
Oh, okay. And there was also the stuff put out by Uptown Boy.
Up to Boy,
thanks.
Oh, yeah, they did have a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Ever since the Q-Keys came, it's just like... in your face. Which I don't mind. So.
What'd you guys think of the Miami Mano Arena spread in Up To Boy?
I didn't even know those existed till like last month.
I enjoyed them. Several times.
I bet you did.
Take that as you will.
Okay.
It's such an artistically beautiful picture.
Oh, yes. Artistically beautiful.
Well, there's a video that goes with that, too.
Oh, yeah, also, that was
that's also
artistically beautiful as well.
Yeah, it's also artistically beautiful. Yeah.
Because I am an artist at heart, deep in my pervy heart.
Yes, I often wonder though if iBon does a porn film, if people are going to notice it next to the Up To Boy promotion videos.
I highly doubt that. I don't think they would put that right next to it.
Right now featuring iBon porn.
Okay, so what do you guys think is going to happen next year?
lots of stuff, and probably another graduation.
Well, we already know that the Yuka's going to graduate.
Yeah, but she's graduating this year.
I thought she was graduating in January, but
no, I think it's like December 23rd.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Something like that.
Okay.
I thought it was 28th. Oh, I don't even.
Okay, so
I don't know. It's sometime before or after Christmas.
Okay.
I just know it's after.
Hey, Christmas.
So, who do you think is
Yuka for Christmas? No, she's graduating.
So, who do you think is going to be peace out next year?
I'm thinking maybe Reina or Gakisa.
I hope not. I need to see them before that happens.
Yeah. I mean, Reina's been hitting at it a lot on a couple shows. And Gaki-san, I don't know, just a feeling.
I hope not. I want to see her as leader at least once.
Yeah, I definitely hope I'm wrong. But I mean, those are probably the biggest candidates for graduation. I don't really think they're going to mess with the Berries and Cute lineup. And I don't think they're going to mess with Smilage again yet.
Mm.
But, I mean, Morning Miss Smith is the one who just got new generation in. Reina's been hinting at it a lot. And Gakusan's been here the longest out of everybody now. Mm.
I just hope for no graduations.
Hmm.
Even just thinking about it depresses me the most.
I know.
Gaki, Reina, and Ai-chan were my top three in, you know, the entire Hello Project. Now that Ai-chan's gone, and then my two and three are graduation candidates for next year.
Hmm.
It's heartbreaking.
Indeed.
But on to happier.
Sounds like we'll have Aika back soon.
Yes.
Yes. That's the good thing.
She missed pretty much the whole year, and I know I was wondering if she was ever going to actually come back, but I suppose that's not for sure still. But
well, yeah, I think she was on Gakusan's radio show the other night, and I think she was saying how behind she was feeling because she hasn't danced to any of the new songs on 12 Smart. So.
Mm.
Well, and she's just going to need to get her therapy done or whatever to get back in shape to even be able to dance anything, I think.
Mm.
Absolutely.
That was why I was worried about it, you know, if she ever would actually come back.
Mm. I just hope they don't over-push her as soon as she gets back in, because then it'll just be a repeat all over again.
Right.
Mm.
Now, one thing I did see one picture from, I guess it was like a Ustream type thing. It had a picture of Aika with Sayumi and a couple of the other girls. I think Reina was in there too.
Yeah, that was, I think, the last, the episode before last of Mobike Mastenani.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of Aika's ankles was noticeably smaller than the other one.
Well, it makes sense.
But
yeah,
she hasn't really used it.
But the ironic part was that Aika's smaller ankle was larger than Sayumi's ankles and Reina's ankles.
Well, they're both skinny to begin with.
Yeah. So. you notice some crazy stuff, dude.
Well, it was hard to miss because
missed it totally.
Well, just simply from morbid curiosity, I would want to see how Aika's, you know, legs were doing, because she'd be having so much trouble. And they'd say, oh, well, they're one smaller than the other. But then, oh, but those other girls look like were even smaller.
It seems to me that she has been walking with a bit of a limp. I noticed when she came on stage during the Mobike Mas event, it was subtle but still noticeable.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, maybe her new character should be a pimp.
Just give her the cane.
Yes.
Dance with a cane.
Yes. Aika Mitsui keeps her pimp hand strong.
Oh, God. Or just give her a walker.
Then she'll really the suck old bitch.
Yeah. You know, try dancing with that one.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. She'd be, like, swinging the walker into everybody.
Lots of injuries going on to the crowd and to the members.
Yeah, that's one other thing. I hope for no injuries next year.
Yeah.
Can't handle that.
Mm. although Haruna might be even less safe than Aika.
How so?
Well, on the last Hello Pro Time, supposedly during our rehearsal, Haruna wasn't watching where she was going, and she, like, nearly ran over Ryo.
Well, Ryo kind of is small, so.
Yes,
wait,
true.
You mean Haruna?
Yeah, Haruna.
The
bigger
one. I said Haruka to begin with, I think.
Well, okay.
No, I think he said Haruna. I don't know. We'll listen to it later.
Well, don't mind me. I'm pretty out of it, so. With my post-nasal drip and stuff like that.
Well, I know Reina's expression to it all is pretty funny. if you notice Reina behind them, she's just like, "Aww."
Okay, so we talked earlier about having a corner. I don't know if Rokun had prepared anything, but Rokun, are you able to give us a, oh no, did they really say that in their blog corner?
Not really.
You're boring.
I think you kind of mentioned that. I didn't really.
Didn't pay much attention to it. Okay.
I'm gonna have to cut this short, guys. I gotta get somewhere else. I gotta be. Actually, I should have left like 20 minutes ago, but I was having fun.
Well, sorry, you have to leave the fun then.
Leaving fun, heading to a different kind of fun.
I'm afraid to ask.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh,
yeah, God, there you go.
Absolutely. Gotta redo my character sheet tonight.
Okay.
So anyway, kids, I'll see y'all later.
I ain't a kid! Right. I'm the same age as you. Bye!
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, aside all the blog stuff, so, I mean, there's all the stuff about where the, like, different of the girls are, like, sounding pretty gay or or not or whatever. Like,
trying to insult me, yo?
No.
You used the word gay in a negative term. I'm going to beat you up.
No, that was not a negative term. I'm just saying they sounded gay because they, like, talked about, like, well, like Dusato talking in a couple blog entries ago about how just going on and on about how beautiful, how pretty the girls are around her, and she's so envious of them.
Hmm. Although
she's talking about the girls in the play 1974 that she's doing now.
Yes, yeah, so we have established they are girls.
Where Haruka is in that play, as well as cutting the egg, and she was like, "Oh, they're too cute."
Hmm.
And then she talked about Mai Mai and said, "Oh, she's become so cute lately too, hasn't she?" Although those two always kind of go on about each other, but
so it's not nothing really to say about
that.
Sounds
no,
pretty normal. Well, it could be something to go about, you know, if placed out of context, I guess.
Well, and the thing that made some of the responses when I posted it to Hello Online 2, that she showed a picture of, like, Nike kind of kissing her, And she was like, oh, I think it's the closest that we've ever been in a picture. And she was like, oh, that's gross, isn't it?
Probably not.
Well, it's that. That's, I don't know. That's one thing I have trouble with when looking at these. Is they're like, oh, Kimoi. Well, okay. Like, you remember a couple of years ago when Junjun made her confession to, Captain?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and everybody was saying that was kind of gross.
Yeah, stuff. Exactly. Gaki was going like, Junjun, kimochi wa ru yo. It's like I don't know. It just, it's not like, I don't know what they're necessarily saying there. I mean, gross, but just like it's wrong or something.
Well, or at least inappropriate for the situation.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, violating a time, place, and occasion would be one way to put it. So, now, if we don't have any other corners, I was wondering if I could get into the shameless plug type section.
And we're not going to talk about any fan fictions.
Except shamelessly give your own stuff.
Oh, right. I can't do that.
Because
yeah,
you gotta swallow your modesty and just promote yourself.
Yeah. No, that ain't modesty.
Because
I'm not writing anything these days either, so.
Oh, why did Rindy have to leave so early?
Yeah. Oh, we gave her a good idea, it sounded like, at least.
Wrestling thing. Oh, gosh. That's
yes. Wow.
Can I give Junkie ideas? She's been thinking of stuff lately. Like, I suppose more K-pop type stuff. But no, she's been talking about a Morning Miss May fic. She wanted to know what to write about Morning Miss May.
Yes, that is true.
Are you coming back, Junkie? Are you coming back?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm a little bit stuck at the time, but Rokun kind of helped me out. But it's kind of difficult to write, because I don't know exactly what to write, like what topic to.
I feel you. I'm kind of stuck there, too.
Well, I thought of like a crack idea, but it's still kind of hard for me to write. Crack kind of fix.
Same here.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was talking to you about like that Ghost Hunters.
Oh yeah, Ghost Hunter Morning Musume. They don't really capture the ghost. They run away from it. Well, I does.
Well, I was thinking of when I told you that, I was thinking of something like the show Ghost Hunters, actually, where they play paranormal investigators and go. They can still run away, definitely. But they're not like, you know, science fiction trying to capture the ghost or anything, but.
No, I was thinking something else. Basically, like, there's a team, and Miki sends them all to go there, and she doesn't do anything but bosses them around, and they kind of fail at it. They end up, like, getting scared shitless and run out.
They who is in the group of...
Well, I thought of the group that it could be Sayu, Aika. No, Sayu, Junjun... Risa.
Oh, that's going to be funny.
They have, like, the guns to capture the ghosts. It's hard to explain. I have a couple of notes. Every time I try to explain an idea, it's actually better when I write it. Because it looks better. I'm a topic speaker.
Don't worry, me too.
But that's the only idea I have right now. I just have to get the right inspiration and get in the right mindset to write.
Yeah, well, I'm in that stuck idea ish rut. But it's not even really that. It's more like I have ideas, but I'm just not motivated to write them out because half the time when I do write them out, they just suck.
I just write a lot of notes.
I can't write notes. I don't know why. I just can't. And, like, I can't start in the middle of something. Like, I have to start at the beginning.
Well, then do that. Just write down whatever and then just go back to it. Basically, what helps me write a lot, though, is I have to get into the right mindset of the story and of the characters so that when I write them, it seems more believable.
Yeah.
That takes a while, actually. It takes a while for me. That's why it took me 2 months to write, like, that 30,000 word shot. It's not really a one shot anymore. It's like five parts. But it took me 2 months to like plan it out, a month to plan it out, then a month to actually get into the mindset of the characters, of the theme and the plot of the story. But in the end, I really liked it, though. I think it came out well. If you do something like that, that might actually help you.
I think about it.
I won't think about it.
No, I really will think about it.
It's just important that you don't like stress yourself out, because if you do that, everything's gonna just turn to shit. So
yeah, I do that, and then I say, "Screw this, I'm gonna go draw."
Or I'm gonna draw my feelings out.
Yes, draw my feelings out by drawing Hello Project numbers. Yeah.
Oh, actually, I made about 6 drawings today. So
wow.
Proud. One after the other, too.
Whoa.
And I like how they came out. They look so cool.
I love that feeling when everything goes right in that picture.
It's easier with drawing than it is with writing. But since you draw, you can actually use the drawings to... you say you're bad with notes, right? Well, you can use the drawing as sort of your notes. You know, you can draw a scene that's in your head and make the characters into that scene, and you'll automatically remember what you want to write. That'll help you. That can help, too. I used to do that.
Yeah, with me, though, I don't know. I'm too much of a perfectionist when I draw, so that probably won't end well. Huh?
You have to smack it out of you.
And just, that would hurt.
Yes, it's gonna hurt. You think it's gonna be pleasant?
No, but I don't want to smack it out of myself. It sounds painful.
Of course, well, trying to get better and get something to work is very painful, okay?
Yeah, I know. There was one time I had a one-shot, and I was, like, thinking it was awesome, and then I reread it, and I was like, oh my god, this is horrible. So I tried to, like... add in more stuff, and it just got worse and worse.
I doubt that.
No, trust me, it did, to the point I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna erase it. So I did.
If it's stupid, then that's really awful. Okay? After seeing that, like, seriously, there's no way anyone else can write
No.
So, really, you're off to a good start. You're off to a good foot. It's just, you're too critical. And I deal with that.
I am, especially when it comes to curves.
Sharing, like, it's not believable enough.
Not even. I can't even write those parts without, like, being like, oh my god, what am I writing? What am I doing? Why am I doing this? This is so embarrassing. Why?
Because
it's to the point where I even have to ask Rindy to help me. And then... The last one that I did, I couldn't even ask her because that was her birthday gift. Oh, wow. So it's just like
multiple sources. You need both.
But no one else I knew that would help me was on.
Oh, that sucks.
I was just like struggling for a good week over it, and I chugged through, but I still feel like it sucked horribly.
Well, I can help you in some way. Like, grammar-wise, I can't. Like, I suck at grammar.
Oh, I suck at grammar, too. I'm horrible.
But when it comes to, like, getting the plot across, the character development, and the theme, the emotion, I think I can help with that pretty well.
Okay. But, yeah. I think, also, like, I can't remember. I think it was you, Rokun, who said I actually wrote a Takagaki story that you liked a while back.
Yep.
Oh, but I didn't write one like that? You are so mean.
What?
He hates
me. Call me mean?
Yeah.
I've told you nothing but praise for your fix. I gave you help to... you suck.
You didn't even come up with a good excuse. You just suck.
Yeah. He's kind of bad at arguing, so I always win, but sometimes no. Mm.
But yeah, that made me happy.
He spread joy.
Yes, he spread joy to me, Rokun.
I think it was that first curve you wrote.
The maid one?
You can't go wrong with maids.
Was it? I think it was the school girl one, wasn't it?
I can't remember right now. I'm too lazy to go check.
How do you not remember your own fix? That's terrible.
Those I don't really want to remember because of the huge embarrassment that came from it, but yeah.
The more you write it, the less embarrassed you'll get. So just write more.
Yes, no. Write more.
Just write more.
I was going to write a second part to it, but then my computer's hard drive completely failed on me. So
excuses.
This is why you back it up.
I didn't have an external hard drive at the time when it happened, and it happened so suddenly that I couldn't even do anything about it. So I was just like, oh my god, all that hard work. And I was just right in the middle of it all. I was halfway done.
Oh, and man.
I can't even remember half of what I wrote.
That happened to me too. That was, I got so mad.
All I could
wrote
say,
a lot.
All I could say is that there was a bathtub. And that was it.
We established where the place is now.
Yes, let's call it. It was a bathtub.
But was the bathtub filled with milk?
No.
Okay. So.
How the hell are you gonna fill it up with milk?
Well,
that's a lot of milk cartons to go through.
Well, I was referencing the Goto Maki photo book.
That was milk.
Well,
oh God! What did you think it was?
I didn't even really look. I don't know. What did you think it was?
I don't know. I'm asking you, man. I'm just gonna leave it off at that. Okay.
I didn't even really look at the water. I didn't even realize it was
the type of water is like extremely tight, man.
I thought it was just really, really, really soapy water. I don't know.
I feel somewhat disturbed now.
It's how dirty girls get clean.
Milk?
Milk?
That's just gross. No.
That is pretty gross.
I can't... Oh, gosh, no. I can't see milk in that way anymore.
Yeah, don't look at the milk anymore.
Do not look at the milk.
Ah, so, yeah. Advice for people who want to write... If you suck at making notes and you're a good drawer, just draw the scenes onto the paper.
Even if you suck at drawing, maybe it will help.
Even if you suck at drawing.
Stick <It'll>, people.
It'll help. It helped me sometimes. Like, when I can't really get the words to write, I just draw it, and then I'll come back to it, and then I'll remember what I wanted to write, and it'll actually work. But really... What helps a lot is that you just write even though you're not in the mood, because somewhere in the story you're going to get really into it. So you're going to write really well, and you're going to keep writing, and keep going until you either are too damn tired to keep writing or it's done. And then you come back to it maybe like a couple of days later or tomorrow, and you go over it and you fix stuff, and there you go.
Yeah, I got motivation for this one that I'm somewhat doing now at the worst time. I got it right when I was going to bed on the day before I had to go to college. And that sucked. I had to, like, type it in my phone. And I only have, like, 160 letter count. So I was just like, oh, my God, how
can
I
get this out of my head?
Yeah, I briefly put it in there, and then I had to wait a whole day
to yeah, it actually...
get it out. And by the time I got home, I'm like... not motivated.
It's gone.
Sometimes I actually get a lot of motivation to write when I'm in a library. So sometimes I go, when I'm in the college and I have to wait for my class, I go into the library on the second floor because there's like barely any people there. I just write for a long ass time.
I get it in my environmental science class, which is not good.
Yeah. I can't really do that stuff in my college class, though. It's just like, it's too much, too busy.
It's not even that. It's just like, I have the idea in my head, but I mean, I have to write my notes. So it's just like, oh my gosh, why am I thinking of Gaichan and Risa while I'm writing about nuclear gases and all this stuff? This is insane.
It's because the reaction between the two girls is nuclear.
No.
Lame!
Well, excuse me for saying something lame in a fanfic conversation.
Oh my god. Fanfics aren't supposed to be lame.
Why not?
They're supposed to be creative.
Well, yeah, but they should reserve the right to be lame.
It can be lame yet entertaining.
I don't know how that could work. I have to actually read a fic like that.
I don't know either, but I think that could happen in some weird way, shape, and form. I mean, I feel like my one fanfic that I don't know why people are still reading it and still want more of it. It's so lame and so horrible, and it's just a mess.
It is. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Black Cat.
I'm telling you. It's not that bad. I've seen a lot of, it's like, oh my god.
I wrote that in, like, 11th grade.
It's not that bad, trust me. I've seen some really bad writing where basically everything is too chopped up. Like, characters literally come out of nowhere and do random things. It's like, okay, there's two characters talking, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, three other characters come. Like, where the hell were they to begin with? There's, like, no mention of a door opening, a door closing, nothing. And they just show up.
Just poof. Mm. Hello. And then poof. They're gone.
Pretty much, yes.
Now, speaking of fanfics, I've been doing a pretty, at least interesting to me, experiment recently about crowdsourcing the ideas for a fanfic. Had crowdsourcing. Yeah.
What is that mean?
Well, it means that I had an idea for a fic, but I wasn't really...
I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, tumbleweed just goes by.
I'm here. Just talk.
Okay. So, I had an idea for a fic, but I wasn't all that... set on the casting of the fic, but I had like a description of the characters in general terms. So I put up on the bulletin board, saying, "Hey, how about you guys cast this? Here are the characters."
Sorry.
Okay. So I put up on the bulletin board a post saying, "Hey, here are the characters. Why don't you guys tell me who should be cast in each part and what the pairing should be?" And I got some good feedback, and I'm almost ready to put up the first part of the story, which will be called Petals, with the T in Petals being replaced with a 7, because I'm so leet.
Because you're so what?
Leet.
Leet?
Yeah, leet. Leet speak is where you replace letters with numbers. So leet would be something like 1337.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope your story goes well.
Same here.
You said you have already almost a whole, I don't know, I guess, what is it, like a chapter done?
Well, I actually have 15 pages done, which will probably be broken up.
That's okay if it's long. People like long fics anyway. It doesn't matter.
Okay. And if you guys think you could handle it without your heads exploding, I could, like, preview a little bit of it. Although it might, in turn, prove why I'm not gainfully employed as a voice actor. But
and by reading this out loud, are you expecting feedback or some type of suggestions?
If you guys want to give it to me, sure. I mean,
Rokun, you sound so quiet.
He's a quiet person.
I think his head exploded.
Probably fell asleep.
Okay.
Or he's busy.
Actually, I was just doing a blog translation, so.
See?
Okay.
Pay attention. Kind of.
It's done now. Oh, I'm listening.
Kind of.
Leave me all alone.
Was there any, oh no, girlfriend, you didn't just say that part to that blog?
No, not really.
Okay.
Just Captain
Please
talking
don't
about
say that
how
again.
She.
He's an awkward kind of host, you know? It works out.
No, that reminds me of, like, my Chinese friend trying to sound ghetto, and he just failed horribly.
Oh, lots of fail in there.
He's like, oh, I can't even think of one right now. It's just so bad. I was like, if you ever do that again, I will cry.
Well, as I said, I'm definitely not employed gainfully as a voice actor or a comedian, so.
Make it fun and creative.
Juki can show him how to talk ghetto.
Oh, okay.
I can't teach you that, man.
I can kind of talk ghetto.
If you don't come from the ghetto, don't ever go to the ghetto, because you wouldn't understand the ghetto.
What? There were so many ghettos in that sentence. I didn't even get what just happened.
Her mind couldn't wrap around it.
Actually, it's a quote from a rap song. So.
Oh, are you serious? That's a horrible.
Okay, slang word of the day, po-po.
Everybody knows that.
Well, now you know it again.
Okay. My niece even knows that, and she lives in England.